Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and David Fisher from Natural Roots Farm. Where is Natural Roots, David?
Conway.
One thing interesting about your farm is that it's horse powered.
That's correct.
How do horses power the farm?
Well, they do pretty much everything that heavier than tasks we want to do. So they do all the tillage, plowing, harrowing, cultivating the crops. They help to plant. They help to harvest even with potato diggers.
You're taking the horses and using them as workhorses and using with plows and all that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, that's what they're there for.
Do you dress in colonial garb and make it seem like it's Sturbridge Village or something?
Well, he does one step better. He actually does do workshops with and for Amish folks who farm this way too, horse-powered. And there's a lot of research that's been done and a lot of sharing of skills and techniques to make it a viable farm model, which it has been really until 60 years ago.
You're studying with the Amish how to do it?
Yeah, we've got some Amish friends, Amish businesses that we deal with. We source a lot of our equipment and other, farm supplies from Amish companies. There's a lot of new developments in the horse-powered realm in the Amish communities. It would blow your mind. It blew my mind, and I've been studying, working with horses pretty much all my adult life. But the horses themselves don't change a whole lot, but it's the equipment that we pull behind them that's changed. And honestly, right now, a lot of the Amish farms, they will utilize pretty much any of the latest agricultural technology there is available, just figuring out how to use it behind horses.
But still no zippers. Can't convince them to use the zippers, but they'll get the new plow for the horse. Tell me a little bit, specifically, I guess, about what a new plow that a horse would use now looked like compared to, as Phil mentioned, 60 years ago.
The plows themselves maybe haven't changed a whole lot, although there are some. I was just on the phone yesterday with a fellow who designs and manufactures plows with hydraulic lift. Ground drive, there's a lot of ground drive technology and basically transferring, the horse's forward momentum to the rolling of wheels.
Wow.
And then through gearing, those wheels can turn any moving part. So, our mowing machine that cuts the hay or the cover crops, that motion of the cutter bar is all generated by the wheels turning.
Do the horses get psyched when they're cutting the hay?
They do.
Oh, man, this is delicious.
They know where it's going.
David Fisher from Natural Roots in Conway, what made you decide you wanted to do it with horses rather than the tractors that many of the other farmers are using in the area?
I was drawn to farming for the love of working with living things. As a boy, my sort of most comfortable realm was in the wilds, out in the woods and the mountains. When I actually happened upon farming in a tangible way as a young adult and realized that I could make my livelihood out of working with living things, plants and animals, that drew me pretty readily. And the horses are just one more level of that.
I think a person not knowing a lot about horse powered would think, well, don't you have to work so many more hours because you don't have the convenience of gas powered?
Yes and no. People are often asking me about how do tractors compare with workhorses in terms of labor and efficiency and all that. And I think it so much depends on how you set up the farm. For me, I knew from the start, when I arrived at this farm and was, building the farm, I knew that I wanted to run it with horsepower. So how we develop our systems, what tools we use, what types of crops, the horsepower aspect factors into creating that. Like say we had a potato farm where they're cropping, maybe 2,500 acres. You could grow 2,500 acres of potatoes with horses, but it would take a lot of horses. And where to keep those horses, how to feed them, all that would probably drag the viability of horsepower down on a farm like that.
Is it more expensive to farm with horses than it is to farm with, to have to purchase the gasoline for the tractors?
It's an excellent question. And again, I think it really all depends on the farm model itself.
What about your farm? Like if you were to do this farm with a tractor?
That's hard to say. I mean, we spend on average about $1,700 a year per head per horse to maintain them.
Uh-huh.
And that sounds like a lot.
You treat your horses really well. You brought some horse food here. Let me see what that is.
Oh my God, are they go for it.
What? I'm eating horse food, which many people just for commonly
that's off
to,
the farm.
And carrots.
Yeah.
We all know what horse tastes like if we've been to Wendy's, but now we know what the horses eat. David Fisher from Natural Roots, CSA in Conway, a horse-powered farm. At the end of the day, when you're tired and you want a cold beer, do you hook up the Clydesdale horses to a wagon and draw them all out that way?
If I had Clydesdales.
Do people want to come out and see you working on the farm with horses? I'm imagining that would be an exciting thing for many people
to see.
Could
be a spectator sport. Yeah. It could raise a little income.
Do a little Kentucky Derby action with him, maybe.
Right. He's going down the third row. Coming down.
Mint juleps.
Yeah, I'm a little self-conscious. And yes, it can be slightly nerve-wracking when I have very delicate crops to cultivate. But no, generally we love to have people on the farm and people love to be there. It's a pretty special place with the river running through it. Kids love to splash in the river, or, you know, they love to race each other out to the berry patch. Yeah, it seems like people always really enjoy seeing the horses at work in the fields.
David Fisher from Natural Roots Farm in Conway, a horse-powered farm, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks who are challenging you to do something you have never done in regards to local agriculture. And you can check out what some of those challenges might be at buylocalfood.org.